By the way, the big news overnight, the Port of Brisbane workers are looking at going on strike, which means on top of Australia Post a couple of weeks ago saying they couldn't get through the backlog of parcels and presents have got to get through the system. They had to shut down for about 4 days just to catch up. Mm-hmm. If this strike goes ahead, that could literally mean any Christmas presents we're waiting for won't be here in time. I mean, this is end of September? And now they're saying this is the... their industrial action is to get more money and what have you. So, I'm with them for that. But I suppose the word is now, buy for Christmas. So start putting your Christmas ideas together. Yeah. In fact, in the next 24 hours, get those orders in.
Get those Christmas orders in. I'm not that organised. No. I'm seriously one of those people that's in the last week leading up to Christmas doing the midnight shop.
You're that bad,
are you? Yeah, I am that bad.
I'll be late November. I certainly won't be the night before. I've had mates of mine who've done the midnight shop and, wonder why they're paying $400 for something that normally costs $60. I reckon that's an affliction of most blokes. Mm. If they're buying a present for anyone, Christmas, birthdays, it's always a last-minute thing.
Yeah.
You've got to plan better, fellas, all right? You know something's coming up in a couple of months' time. Get ahead of it. Start saving. Put whatever orders you need to in place just to make sure it gets here in time. And, surprise your loved one. In fact, get it to them early.
Oh, mate, it's very easy for you to be judgy, says the person that's never bought me any present at all. You don't. Who do you buy presents for?
I buy them for my kids.
Yeah.
I buy them for the lovely Ness.
Besides Ness and your kids, who do you buy presents for?
No one. Though I might.
What about your auntie who bought you all that nice voucher for... And you hated it.
I'll make a statement here to the Zinc family. When your birthday comes around next year, and it'll be easy to remember because it's near mine, I'll make sure that you're on my gift list.
Mate, I'm not hunting for gifts. That's not what this is about.
I'm just saying, our relationship will have progressed that,
I might deserve one by
you might
then.
Deserve one, exactly. But I wonder.
No, that's right. Look, I just don't understand who can be that organised that they would be ready to buy their Christmas presents now.
I reckon there'd be one or two people in the Zinc family who would have Christmas organised. They would have had it organised last Christmas, I reckon.
You know who I reckon would be organised? Phil from Curra. I reckon he would be one of those people that is thinking about other people all the time.
Yeah.
He's a very kind and caring person.
We love you, Phil.
Mm.
Anyone in the Zinc family not prepared for Christmas, or are you sort of over-prepared that you've got everything locked away and this port worker strike won't affect you?
That's it. Yes, good question. I'd love to know, has anyone in the Zinc family already done all of their Christmas shopping? Come on.
Zing 96, Bill Carnally for Brekkie. Coming up to news at 8:30. I don't think anyone's ready for Christmas yet. They're in our camp of getting it done well. Certainly towards the later part of the year, maybe like you, midnight mass, and then off to do some shopping.
No midnight mass to me. No offence to anyone who partakes in that, especially your mum.
But I'm just saying that you're really late when it comes to shopping.
Yes, so I do the midnight shop rather than the mass.
My mum does the mass in the shop. Jody, seriously, how late do you do the Christmas shopping, mate?
I'm normally finished by the start of August.
What?
What?
No.
Oh, you organised girl. Good girl. So how do you manage that? Like, do you go to specifically sales or something?
So start looking at the Boxing Day sales for birthday presents and what have you not for the upcoming year.
Yep.
And then just the general market, finding little special gifts at those sort of things to make the parcels up for the year.
Oh, that's so good.
So you're the one at the farmer's market sorting up big.
Yeah, that's about me.
Oh, that's excellent. I'll tell you what, you must save a fortune.
But by spreading it out over the year, you're sort of spending the same amount anyway, and then you're also picking up, things that are helping out, the crafty people who are trying to make a buck at the market.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Yes, supporting local, for sure.
I'm impressed, Jodie. Yeah. I've got an auntie in my family who apparently does her stuff in January, February. She buys all the Christmas gifts, all the birthday gifts, all the anniversary gifts, like in one foul swoop. That is her modus operandi and she never misses anyone. So, Auntie Deb, so impressed with you. But, Jodie, that's pretty good August.
Yeah. If I'm not done by then, I'm not far off. So, it's a pretty yearly tradition.
And I bet you would have such a calmer Christmas, because you've already done it all.
It's already done. I don't have to worry about it.
No, you just got to think about the food and that's it.
Good girl,
Jodie. That's it. And you take care of that by all doing the Crisco hampers and that. So it all arrives in time and it's all done.
Smart as well. I've never done that.
No, Crisco is good because it's a weekly payment plan. You've got everything ready for the big day and it just gets delivered, a couple of weeks beforehand?
Yeah, normally mid to late November it's there. So, yeah, you're right. You've just got to get your perishables, and that's easy. Less having to deal with the crowds at the shops too.
Yes, woman, and then it's like a present for you, isn't it?
It is.
Oh,
it is.
I've got to do that one of these days.
Good on you, Jodie. Thank you so much. So August, I wonder if anyone can beat that. I know
yeah,
I can't.
Well, as you said, with the Port of Brisbane strike potentially looming, it's probably not a bad idea.
Start ordering now.
Might get Jodie to do mine.